It's Tuesday, April 23, 2024.
From rising sea temperatures to melting glaciers, Europe is witnessing the worst effects of global warming.
Europe is the fastest warming continent on the planet, study warns. Plastics manufacturers are big contributors to man-made global warming. Plus,
solar for all is a win for the environment, a win for consumers, and a win for job creation.
Biden administration unveils Solar for All program, American Climate Corps, and sweeping new actions on conservation.
And I guess Bernie likes it?
Yep.
All of those stories and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Did you see this news about Lunchables today? I mean, it turns out that they have dangerous amounts of lead. Why do we do this? Why do we poison everything? Lunchables are supposed to be healthy. Okay, they're not, but they shouldn't have f***ing lead in them.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, it doesn't stop. The Biden administration just keeps on doing one big move after another these days.
Yes, they do, and we'll get to that in a moment.
Okay.
But first, Europe is the fastest warming continent on the planet, heating up twice as fast as the global average. According to the EU's climate service Copernicus in its annual State of the Climate report, heat-related deaths in Europe have increased more than 30% in the last 20 years. The last 3 years were Europe's three warmest years on record since record keeping began in 1850. In 2023, Europe witnessed its largest wildfire on record, one of its wettest years, severe marine heat waves, and devastating flooding. Copernicus estimated that in 2023, Europe's climate-related economic losses topped $120 billion U.S. dollars.
Wow.
The theme of Earth Day 2024 was Planet versus Plastics, pushing governments to combat the global scourge of plastic pollution. Now, a new study from the Berkeley National Labs finds that manufacturing of plastics is also a significant contributor to man-made climate change.
You mean just the act of making the plastic?
Yes. Well, plastics are currently made almost exclusively from fossil fuels. The fossil and plastics industries oppose phasing out single-use plastics and prefer expanding recycling, which critics argue shifts the cost burden of plastic pollution to communities.
Not to mention the fact that recycling doesn't work.
Yep. Here in the U.S., polluters will have to pay to clean up PFAS forever chemicals under new rules finalized by the Environmental Protection Agency.
Good.
PFAS chemicals are carcinogens that don't break down in the environment and are used in a host of products and industrial processes.
From nonstick pans to fireproof pajamas.
Yep. And EPA has now designated two PFAS chemicals as hazardous substances under the Superfund law, which forces manufacturers to pay the cost of cleanup, not communities. Last week, EPA issued new rules requiring utilities to reduce PFAS in drinking water to near zero levels. Some big conservation moves. Last week, the Biden Interior Department banned new oil and gas drilling in nearly half of Alaska's National Petroleum Reserve, protecting its wilderness and its wildlife. The decision does not affect Biden's approval last year of Alaska's controversial Willow oil drilling project, but Interior also says it will deny a permit for an industrial road through pristine wilderness and the gates of the Arctic National Park. And Interior also finalized a major management rule that, for the very first time, gives conservation, recreation, and renewable energy equal priority with extraction industries on the public's lands, meaning the U.S. will no longer prioritize resource extraction above all other uses.
Good. For now, until the next guy gets in there.
And finally, President Biden marked Earth Day by announcing $7 billion in investments in community and rooftop solar projects nationwide, benefiting low- and middle-income communities. The Solar for All program is funded by the Inflation Reduction Act and will create an estimated 200,000 jobs.
Remind me, how many Republicans voted for that bill again?
They all voted against it.
Oh,
Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez joined Biden in Virginia for the launch of the American Climate Corps, a New Deal-style program that will serve as a major green jobs training program for young people in clean energy and conservation.
It's patterned after the Civilian Conservation Corps and the Peace Corps and America Corps. Like them, it brings out the best in young people to do what's best for America. And we'll put tens of thousands of young people to work the forefront of our climate resilience and energy future, clean energy future.
He keeps going, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, please check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Now, if only people know about it. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and sites still known as Twitter at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.